From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive. More at acura.com/RDX.
I was writing Christmas cards, and my 2-year-old John was playing by my side. He got restless and went to play with our dog in the backyard. 5 minutes later, I checked on him. The back gate was open. He was gone, and so was the dog. It was 4 o'clock in the afternoon and getting dusky. I ran all over the neighborhood shouting his name, and my neighbors and the police joined in the search. As it got dark, we looked in swimming pools and rifled through bushes with flashlights. Finally, at 6:30 p.m., a police officer found John on a grassy hill several blocks from home. He was cold, scared, but safe, with our black lab by his side. After a sleepless night, haunted by thoughts of what could have been, I spent much of the next day with John in my lap, reading stories and watching movies. Should I mention the ordeal to my parents, I wondered, but before I had a chance to decide, Mom called. She had heard about the incident. One of the neighbors had called a few people with a story. Those few called a few more until the news made its way to my mom. What really happened, she asked. She heard that I was taking a nap, and when I got up, John had disappeared. Later, she heard I left John home alone and went jogging, and he left to look for me. Other versions were in the air, but Mom spared me. I can't believe this, I said. Why are people spreading such nasty rumors about me? She said not to worry, that the stories would fly only until something more exciting came along. She didn't sound critical. She sounded experienced. I thought about the many times I had gotten on the phone to share the latest news about town with friends. Though I tried not to distort the truth, I wondered how my words had been twisted, turned, and translated. How many people had I hurt? Not long after the close call with John, our story faded into the background when a well-known couple in town split up. A friend called and asked me if I knew any of the details. I had a few theories, but this time I kept them to myself. With a perspective, I'm Laura Shoemaker.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.